Well, yes. I'll tell you something else. They had I was going to say a flume, but it wouldn't be a flume. They would take in and take logs and chamfer them off, hew them off on one side, you see. And they built them up and made a trough out of them. They've run that back a mile or two from the river. And then they'd roll their logs in that.
Right down to the river, right?
And give them a start. Sometimes they'd have to put a horse on there, and he'd maybe have to go for a half a mile with them.
Hmm.
But when they come to a hill, they were on their way.
And they're on their way, and fast, right down into the river, right? They had a lot of ideas. I imagine that you're still wandering around here.
And they had another way of logging. Handling those logs, they had a car with grooved wheels. And they'd put a line of poles out, see? For a track, same as a railroad track.
Mm.
They'd load that up and take it down.
Could you tell me a little more about that? What that looked like? I've heard about that, and I know a place where they used
it. Well, it's a car built.
Regular metal car or wood car?
Wood car, but the wheels, the nexus, yes. Of course, would have to be iron.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheels were grooved, so they'd follow a pole. Then they built up a track.
A wooden track.
Wooden track, bolted up as out of poles and logs.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd run them down on that.
Mm-hmm. And that was just to move the logs from one place to another?
Yeah, right? To get them to the river.
Get them to the river. I think they had one of those out on Guthrie Lake.
Well, they could have had it, yes.
Mm-hmm,
or to get them to the river, get them to a lake, anywhere at all. Well, the country is hilly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way Guthrie is. There's some hills to go through there. They were getting them down to the Isabel River, I think. Going through Guthrie.
There's no doubt at all. That's.
Yeah. Well, I've heard about it. I'm glad to know about that, because I haven't been able to find out just what they were. Somebody said there was a railroad.
I never seen them work, but I've seen the car, and I've seen the track.
Mm-hmm. And you don't recall where you saw them, do you?
What?
You don't recall where you saw them?
East of Vanderbilt.
East of Vanderbilt, so
yeah.
Up there. Yeah, that's good to know. That's something we didn't have down either at all that we would like. You remember, recall anything else interesting about the logging? I mean, anything that you recall? You seem to know a lot about it.
Well, I presume there is. I don't recall it right now too much.
Mm-hmm.
The big wheels.
Oh, yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes. They were, some of the big sets were 14 feet.
Mm.
They had a heavy X. And they'd skid their logs up in a pile, and they'd drive these wheels over. They'd lift the tongue up, and that would change the position of that X to its narrowest.
Mm.
And then they'd put a toggle chain on there and draw that up and pull the tongue down, and it would lift the logs clear of the ground.
And then they had to have a number of horses, I imagine.
No, just a team.
Just a team, eh?
They couldn't handle it with a number of horses.
No, just a team, eh?
They gotta have a team, and they've gotta be awful good. They gotta be a wheel team.
Mm.
They have to have experience, as well as the man that drives them.
Hmm.
Not very many times, but it was quite a few times, men got killed, and sometimes the horses.
Hmm.
There was a few men give up their lives on big wheels.
On the big wheels, eh? They just didn't operate them.
Something went wrong, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let anybody drive big wheels unless they'd had some experience around them, had some knowledge of what they were doing. It took a better man to drive big wheels than it did to drive a truck.
Drive a truck, eh? I imagine. Now, as far as the lumber, or the woodsmen, I guess they're not, they don't like to be called lumberjacks, the real ones. They used to was there any particular nationalities in that here, or everybody, I mean, in the regular lumber camps? Or would you say
there was everybody. Primarily? Yes, everybody.
Everybody, eh?
Even to Irishmen.
Irishmen, even to Irishmen, yeah, from the camps. Did a lot of them just move in here for the winter, or, I mean, for the logging, and move back into the cities in the summer?
Well, some of them would come up for the winter, go back in the spring, put in the winter. Lots of them done that from down below. Men would come up and bring a team up here and work their team all winter, go back in the spring. They used to figure that they had three crews of men. One coming, one going, one working.
One coming, one going, one working. How were they in the towns when they came into town? Were they as bad as you hear, or that they...
Well, they weren't too bad. They weren't too bad. They used to get a little noisy. And some awful good men in them fellas.
Well, that's what they claimed. Do you recall any particular characters?
Oh, yes, sir.
Men in this area in the lumber camps?
Vanderbilt had a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt had a lot of them. I never saw any of the mix-ups to mount anything, for I wasn't there. But I seen the results of them.
Oh.
Some of them got beat up pretty hard. I know one fellow that he lived here. He got, his jaws broken and all the pieces. They kicked him and jammed him all to pieces.
Oh, gee.
Oh, there was lots of them that they put up some awful times.
I can imagine he probably had.
It was gang work sometimes. There'd be 8 or 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.